Digital Tyranny, Charlie Kirk, Dan Bongino React to Confirmation that Twitter Shadow Banned Accounts. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on December 9, 2022. After the latest Twitter files investigation revealed that the company blacklisted prominent conservative Twitter accounts, including Dan Bongino, Charlie Kirk, and Libs of TikTok, the shadow banned users quickly voiced their outrage with the social media platform. The second batch of Twitter CEO Elon Musk's Twitter files was released on Thursday through former New York Times reporter Barry Weiss, which revealed that conservatives were shadow banned under the company's visibility filtering policy. For example, Kirk's Twitter account was tagged with an NSFW view marker and a Do Not Amplify tag. Bongino's account was marked with the same NSFV tag but also added a search blacklist marker, according to internal documents Weiss released. The popular Libs of TikTok account was marked NSFW view, had a high profile indicator, a notifications spike tag, and was labeled Trends Blacklist. The Twitter file shadow banning revelation comes after former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey claimed the platform did not shadow ban conservatives. "We do not shadow ban according to political ideology or viewpoint or content, period," Dorsey told Hannity in 2018. After Weiss reported on the Twitter files, Kirk called Twitter a digital tyranny. "We will never know how much damage Twitter's censorship of my account and others has done to the public discourse, the marketplace of ideas, my work at BUSA, or the 2020 presidential election," Kirk tweeted. "Twitter may be a private company, but this was digital tyranny, full stop." Kirk also told Fox News's Tucker Carlson on Thursday evening that Twitter treated his account with more scrutiny and censorship than the Prime Minister of Iran, than Hamas, than people that do actual terroristic type damage. Libs of TikTok also spoke with Carlson on Thursday and said the shadow ban revelation proves that leftist ideas do not stand up to scrutiny when widely spread. "Well, I think it's clear that their views, when spread, they don't stand up to scrutiny," the creator of the Libs of TikTok account told Carlson. "And when I spread their views in their own words, they don't want you to see it because they don't stand up to scrutiny, and it makes them look bad. And that's what they're really scared of. All I can keep thinking is that I must be doing something right for them to go to these great lengths to censor me. I promise you, I will never stop," Libs of TikTok tweeted after the reports on shadow banning. Bongino also spoke with Fox News's Sean Hannity after the Twitter files revelation and called Twitter's shadow ban practice some Soviet-style bullshit. "Let me give you the big picture first. This is some Soviet-style bullshit right here. There's the big picture right here. There's unfiltered Dan Bongino. I've known this the whole time, just so you know," when it was called a conspiracy theory, Bongino told Hannity. Bongino continued, "And now I find out I'm on a not safe for work shadow ban list on Twitter because I've committed the thought crime of being a conservative. Please, audience, look me in the face and tell me now. All you media clowns and goons and nuts who told me I was the crazy conspiracy theorists, tell me we live in a free country where three of the largest social media platforms, that are the new public space we can all talk in, when an opinion guy like me cannot speak on these platforms or is restricted from doing so, or banned in the case of YouTube, shadow banned in the case of Twitter. Tell me again how we live in a free country." Weiss announced that Matt Taibbi, the journalist who reported on the first batch of Twitter documents, will report on the next installment of the Twitter files. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.